This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did a story last year about the Obama administration phasing out the federal use of private prisons after reports of safety and security problems in those prisons. That was last year. Yesterday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions changed the government's mind. Share prices of the companies involved reacted accordingly because, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, private prisons are a growth industry.
Last summer, the Obama Department of Justice said private prisons, quote, simply don't provide the same level of correctional services, programs, and resources. Bob Leibel is with the advocacy organization Grassroots Leadership.
We have seen medical neglect. We have seen unsafe conditions, unsanitary conditions.
Private prisons is a $5 billion a year industry, with the two largest companies called CoreCivics and GEO. Their stock prices plummeted after the Obama administration announcement last year, but those same stocks wheeled right back around and have kept climbing under the Trump administration, especially with his crackdown on undocumented immigrants and increased activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. In a conference call this week, GEO executive Dave Donahue said business is picking up.
As has been widely reported, ICE has been experiencing a significant surge in activity along the southern border for several months. This surge, along with new policies, priorities under the new administration, has created an increased need for detention bed space.
Isaac Boltansky with the investment bank Compass Point says that need is driving growth.
It is an ideal political climate to operate a private prison. It doesn't make me feel good to say that, but that's the reality.
Boltansky says it's simple math. More people will be detained and more people will be locked up. And the Trump administration has made it clear private prisons should and will play a key role. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.